And for more than 50 years, Outward Bound expeditions have helped thousands of students undertake challenges and master skills in the outdoors they never thought they could. Along the way, participating teens and adults have discovered the joys of adventure and teamwork. Programs have generally not been designed for seniors, but as Susan Sharon reports, the Hurricane Island Outward Bound School in Camden has begun rethinking that practice by offering a short course for women 65 and older.
It's late summer, and a group of 10 women have just spent the night in a cabin on Burnt Island, about a dozen miles off the coast of Maine. They're now packing up for their first full day of sailing in the three-day program.
Oh, well done. We remembered your life jackets.
And boots. They say we have to bring boots.
We've got to bring your foul weather gear.
After a chilly early morning swim and a team-building exercise, the women pile onto a small sailboat for lessons in rowing, tacking, and navigation.
More coming down.
They range in age from 65 to 83. Most describe themselves as novices when it comes to sailing. One exception is their instructor, Peels Roble. At 26, she went on a four-week intensive Outward Bound sailing course and says it changed her life.
I was getting divorced. I was 26. I had a five-year-old kid. I felt like I needed something for myself, so I picked sailing because it was the most foreign to me. I just love the, you know, the camaraderie and the adventure and living outside and being with people in a more intense way than you get to.
Shortly after the trip ended, Roble got a job with Outward Bound. That was more than 40 years ago. She's now 70 and still leading trips part-time.
Right, that's the right one.
But at the end.
Are you behind me?
Yes.
Okay. Don't put your oar in until I put mine in, because then we won't bump.
Carol is Carol Butler from nearby Owl's Head. She worked in the office for Outward Bound and retired in 2005, but says she was always too busy to take a course while she was there. The mini expedition for older women, she says, was her idea. She turned 80 this year.
I wanted a challenge that I'd never had before. I had children and grandchildren and never really thought about doing something hard for myself. And I knew this was going to be difficult. So I've been training with a personal trainer at the Y.
Butler has gotten stronger physically, although she admits she doesn't know how to swim. She refuses to let that set her back.
Starboard side, give way, please. Starboard side, give way. Forward side, backward.
The women rotate jobs on and off the boat, and that includes serving as captain. This morning, it's Fiona Hooper's turn. Hooper grew up in South Africa and sailed as a child with her father in the South Atlantic, where she says the towering waves made it difficult to relax. Now, she and her husband enjoy summers on a small Maine island, and Hooper says learning skills like navigation will help her become more resilient.
I have been at times alone there for quite long periods of time, and it's very important for me to know all of this stuff very genuinely.
At 65, Hooper is one of the youngest in the group. She says her interest in this excursion was motivated in part by the Me Too movement, which has encouraged women to be more open and supportive of each other. Hooper says she appreciates the wisdom and friendship of her older teammates.
I'm here with an 83-year-old woman who's got a stiff leg. She is, you know, so full of life and experience, so she's just one of the many.
We're about to tack, so the process for tacking is we're going to hear the helmswoman say, ready about.
All right, ready about.
And then everyone says, ready?
Ready.
Hard away.
While communication and group dynamics come easily for some members of the group, they're more difficult for 74-year-old Marcia Sharp of Yarmouth. She describes herself as resourceful and capable in the outdoors, but she's also an introvert.
I'm not naturally so comfortable in outgoing in groups, so I thought that to do this and to share it with people and to have myself shown to others and to me to learn about others would be a really good thing to do.
Instructor Peels Roble says watching students attempt what they consider difficult can be transformational, as it was for her.
Well, it makes people believe in themselves, just have confidence and see that they can dream things or do things.
No matter what the race.
Yeah.
Self-discovery through challenge and service is part of the mission of Outward Bound, but it's one that has traditionally been associated with youth. Eric Denny, executive director of the Hurricane Island Outward Bound School, wants to change that perception. Jumping into an adventure with a group of strangers shouldn't be a one-time experience, he says, which is why the school is planning to expand course offerings to older people beginning next year. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.